Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County property values hold steady despite energy shifts. Campbell County's assessed valuation saw little change this year, increasing by just $50 million to $4.89 billion, a much smaller jump than county officials typically see in the energy-dependent economy. The Gillette News Record reported, Campbell County Assessor Troy Clements said, the modest increase came despite significant swings in the county's major industries. Coal valuation rose more than 11% to $2.1 billion as production climbed to more than 206 million tons. Meanwhile, oil values dropped nearly 16%, falling $249 million due largely to lower prices. Natural gas values increased 21% thanks to stronger prices. Coal, oil, and natural gas continue to dominate the county's tax base, accounting for more than 78% of the county's total assessed valuation. Residential property values also increased slightly, which Clements says attributed in part to changes in Wyoming's 25% homeowner property tax exemption. Unlike last year, homeowners were required to apply for the exemption rather than receiving it automatically. However, Clements says the final valuation could still change depending on the outcome of an ongoing legal dispute over Wyoming's 4% property tax gap. Governor Mark Gordon has filed a suit against the Wyoming Board of Equalization after the board raised concerns that the cap could create unequal property assessments and conflict with the state constitution. County officials say uncertainty surrounding the cap could create significant administrative challenges if assessments need to be recalculated later this year. Tensions surface as lawmakers review business council. Wyoming lawmakers are taking a closer look at the future of the Wyoming Business Council after funding the agency for only 1 year instead of the traditional two-year budget cycle. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Joint Appropriations Committee spent more than 5 hours on Monday discussing proposals that could reduce programs, increase legislative oversight, and reshape the agency's mission. During the meeting in Lander, lawmakers pressed Wyoming Business Council CEO Josh Durrell about how much funding the agency needs moving forward. Durrell declined to provide a specific number, saying the agency is still developing its budget request and expects to submit final figures to Governor Mark Gordon in August. Lawmakers are considering several draft bills, including measures that would eliminate some business council programs, increasing legislative review of federal grant funding, and limit which projects can receive economic development funding. Some legislators question whether taxpayer dollars should be used to support private business ventures, while others argued the agency plays an important role in helping communities and businesses grow. No final decisions were made Monday, and lawmakers are expected to continue reviewing potential changes ahead of the 2027 legislative session. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.